Coming up this weekend on Saturday morning, the annual 5K for Education put on by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Public School Foundation. Big, big event with a lot of people all coming out. It happens every year. I am excited about the possibility or the prospect of emceeing this event, so I'll be there along with a bunch of other people. Race director is Christine Cotton, and she's joining us now here in the studio. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me today.
So how big of an event is the 5K for Education? What's the Walk for Education? And now we've speeded it up a little bit.
Yeah, so...
For the Public School Foundation.
Right, so it was an event that was coupled with the Walk for Ed a few years ago, mm-hmm. and then we uncoupled it and changed the name to the 5K for Fitness.
Right.
And this year we are rebranding to really get people understanding that it's for education. So this year we're the 5K for Education. Hopefully you've seen our new signs out there all around town, the yellow school buses.
That's right. It's a Walk for Education, and then it was the 5K for Fitness, and now it's the 5K for Education.
We are the 5K for Education. We're back to our roots. We know what we need to be doing.
All right. So how big of an event is this for the foundation?
So for the foundation, it's a very big event. We have already over 700 folks registered this year.
Wow.
Very, very exciting. 250 teachers and over 500 community members. So
I know Mike Kelly always shows up, and he's the ringer. He always comes in first or second.
He shows up, and he finishes before a lot of us even start. So, yeah. Exactly.
All right. So talk about the 5K for Education. This is an event that starts at McCorkle Place, and then there's a route that goes kind of around campus and back, right?
Yep. It starts at McCorkle. It's a traditional campus route. Along the way, we have 20 what we're calling bus stops, where we have the different schools out there representing themselves and cheering for the runners and the walkers as they go by. We like to stress that it is for runners and walkers or stroller pushers, whatever you prefer. Our teachers have been training for this since February.
Wow.
In partnership with Fleet Feet, they've been offering training. The whole idea of the 5K, when we took it away from the walk, was to give back mainly to our teachers. A lot of us, myself included, will be baking them cookies and bringing in candies, and the teachers were finally saying, you know, enough of that stuff. We need something healthy. So we are giving them the gift, we think, of fitness.
All right. Sounds good. Speaking with Christine Cotton, Chapel Hill Carrboro Public School Foundation, race director for the 5K for Education. It's coming up on March 19th, which is Saturday morning, starting at McCorkle Place, going around campus and back. Things start getting underway at 7:30. The race actually starts at 9, right?
The race starts at 9. At 8:30, all of our school mascots will be out. So if you have little ones, bring them out to see the mascots. There will be registration happening starting at 7:30. On site. If people want to register, there's still time tonight to register before midnight at publicschoolfoundation.org, or tomorrow we will be at Fleet Feet all day accepting registrations.
And this is an opportunity for teachers and students and community members to take part in a 5K for fitness and also for education. Also, awareness for the Public School Foundation, which does incredible work every single day.
Absolutely. The Public School Foundation, our mission is to support teachers and students in our district through grants and scholarships, awards, and then our signature events. So this is a really good way for us to get people a little more familiar with the Public School Foundation.
How big of an organization is it? Super big.
There, yeah. I know. I'm thinking, how big? Wow, just, how do you want me to answer that?
Without necessarily putting a number on it.
The Public School Foundation is one of the largest grantors for teachers and students in our school district. Mm-hmm. And that is what we pride ourselves on, is providing these opportunities for our teachers and our students.
All right. Again, Christine Cotton, Chapel Hill Carrboro Public School Foundation, the 5K for Education coming up this Saturday at McCorkle Place. And what's the website again?
It's publicschoolfoundation.org.
So go there and get all of the information that you need to get for it. I'm looking forward to emceeing this. It's going to be a little bit chilly on Saturday morning, but that'll be good to get out there and run around and warm up.
But it's going to be sunny.
It's going to be sunny, yes.
There you go.
That's the key. Like every time we're following the weather right before, like, is it going to rain? Is it going to rain? Nope, it's going to be sunny. Sun's going to be out. It's going to be really nice. And it's always a lot of fun. Everyone's out filling up McCorkle Place. Everyone has a great time. You get people out on Franklin Street. They take off. And it's just such an excitement on McCorkle Place.
It's such a fun event. Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Please
really
come and see how fun it is for yourselves.
And again, you can be a runner, you can be a jogger, stroller, walker, pushing a stroller with a kid in it. And yeah,
the kids can come, the adults can run, whatever works.
And some people are super fast, just to the point of being unbelievably impressive. And then people are like me that just sort of casually stroll the 5K, and that's about as fast as we can go.
And that's what makes it all fun. It's for everybody.
All right, sounds good. PublicSchoolFoundation.org is the website. Again, come out and join us on Saturday morning. Registration starting at 7:30 in the morning, but the race, the 5K, the walk, the run begins at 9 o'clock. Right there on East Franklin Street, going around campus and coming back to McCorkle Place, there will be prizes for the winners. Age groups as well.
Age group, yes. Lots of age groups.
Yep, so that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people will get something out of it. And it benefits the Public School Foundation, too, which does so much great work in every single school in the Chapel Hill Carver School District. Really unsung heroes in our community. And thanks to everyone who is involved in this race, but also involved in the foundation every single day, including Christine Cotton. We'll see you on Saturday morning, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. See you there, Aaron.
Again, publicschoolfoundation.org, the website. Go there and find out more.